Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
And now for something completely different. The office of Sir George Head. O.B.E.
Next, please. One at a time, please.
There is only me, sir.
So there is. Take a,
Seat.
Take a seat. So, you want to join my mountaineering expedition, do you?
Me, sir?
Yes.
Yes, I'd very much like to, sir.
Jolly good.
Jolly good.
And how about you?
There is only me, sir.
Well, bang goes his application, then. Now, let me fill you in. I'm leading this expedition, and we're going to climb both peaks of Mount Kilimanjaro.
I thought there was only one peak, sir.
Well, that'll save a bit of time. Well, there. Now, the object of this expedition is to see if we can find any traces of last year's expedition.
Last year's expedition?
Yes, my brother was leading that. They were going to build a bridge between the two peaks. My idea, I'm afraid. Now, I ought to tell you that I have practically everyone that I need for this expedition, so what special qualifications do you have?
Well, sir...
Yes, you first.
There is only me, sir.
I wasn't talking to you. Carry on.
Well, I'm a fully qualified mountaineer.
Mountaineer? Mountaineer.
A mountaineer. Two men skilled in climbing mountains.
My God, jolly good. Well, you're in. Congratulations. Both of you. Now, what are your names?
Arthur Wilson.
Arthur Wilson, right. Well, look, I'll call you Arthur Wilson 1 and you Arthur Wilson 2, just to avoid confusion.
Are you actually leading this expedition, sir?
Yes, we are leading this expedition to Africa.
And what routes will you both be taking?
Good questions. Shall I? Fine. Well, we'll be leaving on January the 22nd and taking the following routes. The A23s through Purley's, down onto the main roads near Purbright's, avoiding Velaheads, and then taking the A231s, entering Rotting Deans from the north. From Rotting Deans, we go through Africa to Nairobi's. We take the South Road out of Nairobi's for about 12 miles and then ask.
Does anyone speak Swahili, sir?
Oh, yes, I think most of them do, down there.
Does anyone in our party speak Swahili, sir?
Well, matron's got a smattering.
Apart from the two matrons...
Good God, I'd forgotten about her.
Apart from them, who else is coming on the expedition, sir?
Well, we've got the Arthur Brown twins, two botanists called Machin, the William Johnston brothers...
Two of them.
Four of them, a pair of identical twins, and a couple of the Ken Spinoza quads, the other two pulled out. And, of course, you two.
And none of these are mountaineers?
Well, you two are. And we've got a brace of guides called Jimmy Blenkinsop, because Kilimanjaro is a pretty tricky climb, you know. Most of it's up till you reach the very, very top, and then it tends to slope away rather sharply. Jimmy's put his heads together and worked out a way up. Jimmy? I don't believe you've met. Jimmy Blenkinsop, Arthur Wilson, Arthur Wilson, Jimmy Blenkinsop. Hello. Arthur Wilson, 2. Jimmy Blenkinsop, 1. Jimmy Blenkinsop, Wilson. Arthur Wilson, 2. Carry on, Jimmy.
We'll get him up somehow. Now, the approach to Kilimanjaro is quite simply over the foothills, and then we go on after that up to set a base camp somewhere in the region of the bottom of the glacier. When, after the glacier, we'll find that one of the pieces of the glacier, and of course, the rather difficult climb of the
first assault.
Well, I'm afraid I shan't be coming on your expedition, sir, as I've absolutely no confidence in anyone involved in it.
Oh, dear. Well, how about you?
Well, I'm game, sir.
So are we.
And now for something completely different. A man with a tape recorder up his brother's nose.
And now in stereo.
Vendor, have you ever considered the advantages of owning a really fine set of encyclopedias? Hum, guide, if a card and bonus. For only 10 shillings...
Louise, I told you never to call me at the office.
Hot libro magnificatum est superbum amici.
Stop it.
Equite se audiunt in silvis et Gallii sonatis populis.
Congratulations, sir. You've just won this lovely Cupid doll.
Get off. And get a haircut, you pansy. Morning, morning, sir. Morning, morning. I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, fine, fine.
How would you like it, sir?
Oh, just short back and sides, please.
How do you do that?
Oh, just ordinary short back and sides.
It's not a razor cut. Razor, 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 razor cut! That spur down to be murder! Oh, thank God, thank God. It's just, scissors.
Yes, yes.
You wouldn't rather have it just combed, would you, sir?
Big pardon?
You wouldn't rather forget all about it?
No, I want it cut.
Cut, 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 cut! Blood, spurt, artery, murder, Hitchcock, psycho, blood, damage! Right, so I'll get everything ready.
Good.
In the meantime, perhaps you'd fill in one of these.
Oh, right, fine, yes. Excuse me.
What?
Where it says next of kin, shall I put mother?
Yes.
All right, there we are.
Thank you. Right. Finished cutting your hair. It's all done.
But you haven't started cutting it.
I am. I did it very quickly, Your Honour. Sir.
Look here, old fellow. I know when a chap's cut my hair and when he hasn't, so will you please stop fooling around and get on with it?
Yes. Yes, I will, sir. I'm going to cut your hair, sir. I'm going to start cutting your hair, sir. Start cutting now.
Nice day, sir.
Yes, flowers could do with a drop of rain there.
You see the match last night, sir?
Yeah, good game, I thought.
I thought Hurst played well, sir.
Big pardon?
I thought Hurst played well,
sir. Oh, yes, anybody did, though.
Can you put your head down a little, sir?
Oh, sorry.
I prefer to watch Palace nowadays, though. Oh, sorry, was that your ear?
Oh, no, didn't feel a thing. What's going on?
Yes, it's a nice spot,
it
isn't
looks,
it?
Sir, it looks very nice, sir.
It's exactly the same as when I first came in.
Right, that's the lot.
All right. Anyone oh, I confess, I haven't cut your hair. Oh, I hate cutting hair. I have this terrible uncontrollable fear whenever I see hair. When I was a kid, I used to hate the sight of hair being cut. My mother said I was a fool. She said the only way to cure it was to become a barber. So I spent 5 ghastly years at the hairdresser's training centre at Totnes. Can you imagine what it's like? Cutting the same head for 5 years! I didn't want to be a barber anyway. I wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the smell of fresh-cut timber, the crash of mighty trees. With my best girlie by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's a protector, he's okay. He works all day.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama. I cut down trees, wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear mama.
Dear sir, I wish to complain in the strongest possible terms about the song which you have just broadcast about the lumberjack who wears women's clothes. Many of my best friends are lumberjacks, and only a few of them are transvestites. Yours faithfully, Brigadier Sir Charles Arthur Strong, Mrs. P.S. I have never kissed the editor of the Radio Times.
Well, I object to all this sex on the television. I mean, I keep falling off.
Whoa, I think television's killed real entertainment. In the old days, we used to make our own fun at Christmas parties. I used to strike myself on the head repeatedly with blunt instruments while crooning. Only make believe. Oh, I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Oh, ow. Of a fine piece of mind.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the refreshment room here at Bletchley. My name is Kenny Lush, and I'm your compere for tonight. You know, once in a while, it is my pleasure and my privilege to welcome here at the refreshment room some of the truly great international artists of our time. And tonight we have one such artist. Ladies and gentlemen, someone whom I've always personally admired, perhaps more deeply, more strongly, more abjectly than ever. A man, well, more than a man, a god. A great god whose personality is so totally and utterly wonderful. My feeble words of welcome sound wretchedly and pathetically inadequate. Someone whose boots I would gladly lick clean until holes wore through my tongue. A man who is so totally and utterly wonderful that I would rather be sealed in a pit of my own filth than dare tread on the same stage with him. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparably superior human being, Harry Fink.
He can't come.
Never mind. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Ken Budda and his inflatable knees. Ken Budda, a smile, two bangs and a religion. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your fur entertainment, Brian Islam and Brucey.
Thank you.
So anyway, I became a barber.
Oh, poor chap.
Yes, pity really. I always preferred the outdoor life. Yeah. Hunting, shooting, fishing. Getting out there with a gun, slaughtering a few of God's creatures. That was the life. Chatted about the moorland, blasting their heads off.
I'm sorry, we don't need you this week.
And now for something completely different.
Terribly if I held your hand.
Oh no, not at all.
Oh, Iris, you're so very beautiful.
Oh, do you really mean that?
I do. I think I'm beginning to fall in love with you.
Oh, Victor.
Silly, isn't it?
No, not at all, dear sweet Victor.
No, I didn't mean that. I only... Just us being so close together for so many months in the soft toy department and yet never daring to...
Oh, Victor.
Oh, Iris.
Oh.
Who can that be?
Oh, well, you try and get rid of them.
Yes, I will. Wait a moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Remember me?
No.
In the pub. The tall, thin one with a moustache.
No,
remember?
No, I'm afraid...
About 3 years ago.
No, I don't, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's dark in here. That's better. Only you said we must have a drink together sometime, so I thought I'd take you up on it as the Film Society meeting was cancelled evening.
Look, to be frank, it is a little awkward this evening.
I'm Arthur. Arthur name by name, but not by nature. I always say that, don't I, Vicky boy?
Really?
Is that your wife?
No, actually, but...
I'll get the picture. Hey, well, don't worry about me, Vicky boy. I know all about one-night stands.
I beg your pardon?
Mind if I change the record?
No, look, we put that on.
Oh, here's a good one. I heard it in a pub. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
I beg your pardon?
What's brown and sounds like a bell? Dung. Here's a good one, that one. I like that one. Here, I won't keep you long. Oh, that's bitter. Now, don't worry about me. I'll wait here till you've finished.
Who
I'll get it. It'll be friends of mine. I took the liberty of inviting them along.
Look, we were hoping to have a quiet evening on our own.
Oh, they won't mind. They're very broad-minded. Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Equator. Brian Equator, light round the middle of the earth, only with an L. This is my wife, Audrey. She smells a bit, but she has a heart of gold.
There must have been some kind of misunderstanding, because this is number 41.
Who's that, then?
What?
Who's the bird?
Well,
you've got a nice pair there, haven't you, love? Come on, give us a kiss. Shut up, you silly bitch. It's only a bit of fun.
Now, look here.
Big gin, please.
I'll get it.
Look, leave those drinks alone.
Three tangerines for me, please.
What? I've told you to lay off the beans, you all.
And with three cans. Button your lip, you rat bag.
Was rather witty, wasn't it? Where's my gin?
What the hell's that?
Oh, why, I took the liberty of inviting an old friend along. His wife has just passed away, and he's somewhat distraught, poor chap. Oh, you don't mind.
Oh, my God, what a simply ghastly place.
Yeah, it's not too good, is it? A pint of creme de menthe for my friend. Well, how are you, great pup? Bit lovely. Oh, no wonder I was sitting on the cat.
I brought along the simply gorgeous little man I picked up at the
Is he sexy then?
I had to bring the goat and he's not well. I only hope he don't go on the carpet.
Come on then, love. Drop him.
Blimey, she don't go much, do she?
The goat's done a bundle.
Get out, all of you. Go on, get up.
Get up.
I beg your pardon. I'm turning you all out. I'm not having my house filled with filthy pervert. Now, look, I'm giving just half a minute and then I'm going to call the police, so get out.
I don't much like the tone of your voice.
Right, let's have a ding-dong.
Ding dong, merrily away.